The Empire Professional Baseball League is in its first season of play. It has four teams: the Old Orchard Beach Surge from Maine, the Sullivan Explorers from Loch Sheldrake, New York, the Puerto Rico Islanders, and the Plattsburgh Redbirds. During spring exhibition play, the Plattsburgh team defeated all its competitors. This week, rain postponed opening day, but the 60-game season began on Sunday. Team co-owner and league CEO Eddie Gonzalez explains that the league provides athletes an opportunity they may not otherwise have.
The Empire League is designed to get some of the most talented young men in the country who got overlooked or missed by scouts or that just didn't have an opportunity in other affiliated baseball organizations to come and play and develop not just as ball players, but develop as professional individuals. It's not just playing on the field and how they perform. It's also learning to be good citizens, good community members, positive influences in the community. And so the Empire League is just a minor league. You know, it's a lower level, more like a rookie, single-A level of professional baseball league. These guys are still a few steps away from making it to the big leagues. But they got their foot in the door. So, you know, it brings exposure to them. They can be seen and be noticed, and it gives them that opportunity where they, if they play their cards right, then maybe they can just make it to the big league still. That opportunity still exists.
You mentioned that you get the players to integrate with the local community and work with kids. How important is it to get that professional and community ethic ingrained in them at this level?
It's extremely important at this level because that's something that Major League Sports, you know, they're really focused on winning, and they're big time businesses, you know, with top dollars. In our league, we really take pride in helping them become a really strong positive role model. We get young men who, you know, have never signed an autograph before. We get young men who have never been to a children's hospital and really made a kid feel, you know, comfortable and welcome, and them happy to see a professional athlete, and these things that they're going to be doing when they get to the big leagues or some of those higher level leagues. The last thing I want is for us to be preparing and developing these guys on the field and send them on to the next levels, and they get up there and the product that we're sending them, they're not positive role models.
Why is Plattsburgh a good city for an Empire League baseball team?
Plattsburgh is probably the best city for an Empire professional baseball team. But I'm surprised there's not a major league affiliated team here now. That's how wonderful of a community, how wonderful of a town and a city I believe Plattsburgh is. Since day one of the conception of the idea of putting a team here, I've been nothing but welcomed with open arms, from government officials to just your regular civilian walking around and, you know, in the town. Everybody is just excited. They love baseball. They support their fans of baseball. And I'm going, wow, this is what you need. This is what you really need when it comes to making an impact in the community and putting a franchise somewhere where you can do that. And there's many, many, many teams out there where you don't have this kind of response. Anyways, it met every vision that we had, every desire that we had for a town. All the requirements were met. It felt like the right place.
The Redbirds roster, how did you choose the players?
The players come from all over the country. They come to several of our national camps. We got multiple national camps. And then the coaches make their selections. You know, we get over 200 players that we looked at throughout the year. And then the coaches select the, you know, their best 24 guys that they love, and those guys are brought in to be members of the team.
And I understand the team's been doing well so far.
They came out and played an incredible baseball game on opening night. You know, they were on the losing side of it. It was a 1-0 game, but they bounced right back and played three incredible games in a row. And within the first week of baseball, they find themselves in first place, and so the excitement is building. It's been a fantastic response by the audience and by the fans showing up, you know, saying, wow, this is incredible talent that we're watching on the field. And, you know, we've only played a couple of games at Chip Cummings Field, which is a very large baseball field. There hasn't been a home run yet, but boy, there's been some shots that have hit the fence already. So fans are going, oh yeah, there's going to be some home runs hit here. So these guys are performing at a high level.
Are you going to create any trading cards of the team members?
Woo! There's a possibility. It's a possibility. Let's see. We're getting a pretty awesome fan base right now, and I'm sure that, those cards come in handy when you get a young man now to sign one of those cards, and you just never know who's going to be that one guy that makes it to that next level. And then keeps going and keeps going, and one day you turn on your TV and you look in the major league game, here comes, you know, the first ever Redbird. Who's going to have that card sign? That is priceless. So you just never know. We're considering it. We're going to have something.
Links for more information about the Plattsburgh Redbirds and the Empire Professional Baseball League are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.